There's been a lot of talk lately about the government taking over aviation security and hiring tens of thousands of new airport screeners. Less thought has been given to the screeners who are on the job now. Many of them, perhaps thousands, will be displaced, even ones who qualify under new federal standards. NPR's Mary Ann Akers has the story of two such screeners at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. They're a married couple who'd like to stay together and become federal screeners.
Maria Mercedes Soto, known as Mercy, is the daughter of a Pentecostal minister. She takes her wedding vow, "Till death do us part," very seriously. So after September 11th, when her husband was laid off from an electronics factory and applied for an airport security job, she was worried. She feared airport terminals could be the next target of terrorism. With "Till death do us part" in mind, she applied too. And to her astonishment, the newlyweds were both offered jobs.
As they called him, they called me too, the same day. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? So I said, well, he's going to be there, I'll be there. Whatever happens, we'll be together. So we left it like that.
Edwin started in November, Mercy 1 month later. And today the Sotos work side by side at a bustling security checkpoint at O'Hare International Airport. The stream of traffic is steady, sometimes frenetic, with alarms and bells sounding off and passengers scattering to catch their flights. Mercy and Edwin work the same 8-hour shift from 4:30 in the morning to 12:30 in the afternoon. Mercy actually has a part-time overnight job at UPS loading cargo on the tarmac. That has her working from 11 p.m. to 2 in the morning, then she goes straight to her screening job inside the terminal.
So may I have your shoes?
Excuse me?
May I have your shoes? I need to check your shoes.
My shoes?
Yes. You can have a chair right here if you like. Thank you, sir. Have a good flight.
Thank you.
Is it okay if I check your bag?
Absolutely.
You want to come around to that table over there?
With other screeners at their checkpoint, Edwin and Mercy do each of the different jobs for 30 minutes at a time. Sometimes they monitor the magnetometer alarms and pat down passengers, or they run the X-ray machine and inspect bags. This way they don't get bored with one task and overlook something important. It's a procedure that was implemented after September 11th and one the government wants to mandate nationwide. On this day, Mercy and Edwin are exhausted. It's the end of their work week, and they're ready for a 2-day break. They head to Gold Coast Dogs in the Northwest Airlines terminal for lunch, which is dinner time on their schedule. Edwin, who is 39 but could easily pass for 29, apologizes for seeming mentally drained.
See, I mean, when you look at it, it doesn't look like a hard job. It doesn't look like something really... It looks something easy. Once you get into it, you'll find out this is a really serious job. And you have to be on alert at all times.
Edwin and Mercy were both born in Chicago, but their families are from Puerto Rico and both grew up in Puerto Rican neighborhoods. Being U.S. citizens is one of the qualifications they'll need to become federal screeners when the government begins hiring. They also have high school diplomas. The government requires that, too, or a GED, or the equivalent of 1 year's work experience. But the Sotos aren't sure exactly what they need to do to keep their jobs.
Really, we don't know what's going on. We're just waiting to find out, you know, what's the next step.
That's why I haven't quit UPS.
The government says it will not give priority to current screeners like Mercy and Edwin. Instead, hiring preference will go to military veterans and to displaced airline workers. But the Transportation Department says all current screeners who meet the basic qualifications of citizenship, education, and non-criminal background are welcome to apply. Edwin and Mercy are eager to become federal screeners. Mercy says if nothing else, she hopes it will bring respect from passengers.
They should feel happy that we're trying to do a better job after what happened on September 11, that we're confiscating a lot more stuff, but passengers don't seem to realize that. Some passengers don't mind at all. And they, you know, there's passengers that say, oh, thank you, I appreciate it because you worry about my safety. That makes you feel good when they give you a compliment. And then when other passengers have that attitude and all of that, it really, it turns you down.
Transportation officials say they'll begin hiring new screeners in waves. They'll begin the process of taking applications next month at 15 major airports, including O'Hare. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.